You might not know, but we now have the ability to have a very advanced enterprise-grade PubSub system running on Azure IT Edge devices. Bahram from the EventGrid team is here to show us how that works and how you can run EventGrid directly at the edge on top of Azure IT Edge, and that's today on the IoT Show. Hi everyone, thanks for joining the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we're going to talk about EventGrid on Azure IoT Edge, and we have Bahram for that. Bahram, thanks for joining us today.
Awesome, thank you for having me, Olivier.
So Bahram, for our audience, who might not know you, you already came to the IoT Show, but I think it's great for you to reintroduce yourself and what your team is working on.
Sure, yeah. So my name is Bahram Banisadr. I'm the PM for Azure EventGrid. It's one of our Azure messaging services alongside Service Bus and Event Hubs. And EventGrid's place in the cloud is really to enable event-driven programming and PubSub within the Azure ecosystem. So it enables both general purpose PubSub. So that means you have, you know, your topics and subscriptions, you publish your own events into them, you subscribe out, you do filtering, reliable delivery, all those things. And then we also have built-in integrations with other Azure services. So you can actually go and subscribe to a storage account or an IoT hub and treat it as though it is intrinsically a topic. And you can actually have events, first-class events, flow from those services into EventGrid and then be basically disseminated downstream wherever you want.
Yeah, so basically, if you want to trigger workflows in your applications in the cloud, you'll definitely want to consider that solution. So PubSub versus direct messaging or REST API calls, why would you go PubSub?
Yeah, so PubSub has a couple advantages. One, having a platform in there at scale gives you reliability and scale that you don't necessarily have if you're just doing raw REST calls. Mm-hmm. So we're able to scale up very quickly, and it allows you for a decoupling between your publisher and your subscriber. So sometimes you might have a massive ingress of data on your publishing end, and whatever is reacting to those events, whether that's, you know, you're processing events in some containerized compute workflow or in an Azure function or anywhere else, it might not scale up at the same rate that your ingress is scaling up. So we allow a buffer in there. We do things like retry and dead lettering if one side goes down. We also allow for things like fan out. So, you know, one publisher can only publish a given event once, and it doesn't actually have to now be tightly coupled with the receivers and the handlers of these events. So I have a state change. I put it on a topic. I don't have to worry anymore about who does and doesn't get that event. Anyone who's authorized to subscribe to that topic can decide asynchronously on their own whether or not they're interested in those events. And finally, you have things like filtering semantics. So, you know, I'm publishing data. I don't necessarily always know, you know, subscriber A and subscriber B want the same set of data. They can actually set their filters to make sure that they're receiving only the data they're interested in, not kind of spinning compute cycles and wasting them on things they're not interested in.
Awesome. And so you were saying, like, scaling definitely is one of the key aspects. IoT scenarios involve scaling, and this kind of like changes in the amount of data is going to transition based on, you know, a flux of data is coming from various devices. You were mentioning the fact that we are integrating from IoT Hub into Event Hub, like allowing data coming from devices, telemetry or events or things like that to feed these PubSub system infrastructure. What you're here to demo is the addition of the support for EventGrid on Azure IoT Edge. So we're bringing basically that PubSub infrastructure all the way down to the edge where you have these gateways, the routing messages that are actually doing some data analytics down there on premises. So let's jump into the topic. So what's going on with EventGrid running on IoT Edge? What's new? And then let's jump into your demo.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've created is actually EventGrid on IoT Edge. And essentially what it is a containerized compute version of our cloud service. So much like our cloud service, it has the ability to create topics and subscriptions, and you can basically allow for PubSub scenarios within a given edge device between the modules or containers that are running on your edge device, or you can do cloud to edge. So I could do something like, you know, I have some sort of storage module or container, files are coming into it, and I'm actually firing off events and having some local process pick up those blobs and react to them. But I can also be sending a copy of those events to an Azure function directly or a an event hub in the cloud, and have those also logging that telemetry or actually also reacting to that data in real time, depending on your scenario and your requirements.
And that second part is very interesting, because IoT Edge already has a way to route messages from one module to another one. And you can eventually also consider using things like MQTT and other things that are already existing in the realm of IoT. But what you just mentioned is very interesting. Beyond implementing PubSub on the IoT Edge device itself in between modules, you now have a seamless integration with your cloud application with the rest of the world, basically.
Correct, exactly. So in the cloud world, we see a lot of our customers, you know, they're using EventGrid to kind of connect disparate parts of their systems and different Azure services. And so we've brought that same capability to the edge, and you can actually, you know, basically publish within your edge system. And as long as you set the right, you know, network security rules, you can send that data both to a local module and to your various cloud platforms directly, and kind of allows for that same programming model you're used to in the cloud. It can now span cloud to edge or work just locally on the edge.
Awesome. Enough talking. Let's jump into the demo. Let's share your screen and show us what it takes to implement the thing. How do you get EventGrid to run on IoT Edge, and show us, you know, how that works.
Awesome. So what we have here today is an Edge VM that we have set up. It's emulating any of our Edge devices. And we have a couple of items set up on it. We can actually go look at our Edge VM and open it up. And when this device loads, we'll see we have five modules loaded on it. So we have the Edge Agent and the Edge Hub, which of course are loaded onto any Edge device that you are running the IoT Edge runtime on. And then on top of that, we have three modules. So we have the Azure Blob storage module, which is a storage module built by Azure that runs on the edge, similar to how the Azure storage blob storage works.
Yep.
We have the EventGrid module, and we have a subscriber module. The subscriber is just a dummy module that will allow us to publish events to it and look in its logs and see that it is in fact receiving those events.
So basically the logic you would add would be into your subscriber. The EventGrid module is the one, you will find it in the marketplace, right?
Correct, yes. Okay. This is available today in the Azure IoT marketplace.
Okay. And once you have this module on your IoT Edge device, you have the capability of doing this PubSub, you know, posting and subscribing from, you know, the subscriber here, but it could be other types of services, right?
Exactly. Correct. So let's go ahead and log in to our Edge VM.
Yep.
And we can actually go see our modules running on it. So sudo IoT Edge.
Do you want to bump up the font size a little for our viewers?
Sure.
Awesome. Good.
Okay. So we can see here we have our blob storage module running, we have our Edge Agent and Edge Hub running, and then we have our grid module and our subscriber module. And the first thing we're going to go and do is we're going to confirm that we have a topic for the storage account. So this is something that's very cool. So with the, as I was talking about with our cloud platform, we're able to treat different Azure services as though they're intrinsically a topic. The IoT blob module also is able to do that. So actually, when I installed the Azure storage blob module onto my Edge device and I told it to that EventGrid is also available, it actually went and created this topic for me. And so I have a topic coming out of my blob storage module, and my blob storage module will now be able to publish blob created and blob deleted events.
Okay.
So what we're going to do first is we're going to connect this to our subscriber module. So what I'm doing here is creating an event subscription. Bad request, invalid base. I need to go into the folder where this is. And in fact, we can actually really quickly look at the payload I'm about to put here. So yep. This is our event subscription we're creating. It's a very simple payload. So we're basically saying the endpoint type is a webhook, and the endpoint URL is our subscriber module, giving its port. And that's all it really needs to create that connection from the topic to that local module.
Okay, and that's using the that's actually using the ITH module names. You know, not there's no notion of IP address or things like that, right?
Yeah, when you're local, that's exactly what's happening, yep. Which is making your life a little bit easier. We have a success, and so now we can go actually list all of the subscriptions we see on this given topic. So here we're just doing a GET request on the topic. So in this case, the EventGrid module is listening on port 4438.
Yep.
And we're listing topics that are of storage type, and then we're looking for Microsoft storage, and we're looking for event subscriptions.
Okay.
I have a few others set up here that are already publishing to the cloud, but we should see here, if we scroll up, we're seeing this local subscription. This is the one that we just created. And so we should be all set up to publish our event. So what we're going to do is actually we have our storage explorer already connected using a connection string.
Yep.
To the IoT blob module. And all I'm going to do is open up in Storage Explorer one of the containers sitting on there, and I'm going to upload a file.
Right. Could be an image, could be something that this device actually has been producing, right?
Yep. Could be anything. And I'm just going to hit upload. And as this uploads, we'll see it transferring down here. And then this image is actually being uploaded directly from my local machine that I'm working on to my Edge device via Azure Storage Explorer, which is honestly a really awesome and smooth integration in and of itself.
True.
And now I can go look at my logs on that subscriber, and I'll see that there should be an event sitting there. So sudo... And we see, so here's the event that we received event sitting in our dummy subscriber.
Yep.
We can see that it was of type blob created. And the subject says the Edge container that we had and our favorite pizzas.png. If we go back to our Storage Explorer, we can in fact see that that is the file that I just uploaded.
Awesome. Everything seamlessly, because you did just do a configuration at the beginning. And the subscriber is just listening to that event, and everything just flowed automatically. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really easy to set up, fast to configure, and things just kind of flow. And so, you know, the world is your oyster here. You know, you could think of all sorts of things. You know, I could have a function running on my Edge device that goes and picks up this blob and creates a thumbnail, or I could run some of the Azure Cognitive Services modules that work on IoT Edge, and I could have those running on here and actually do something like pick up that that image and do image recognition on it. We actually have some customers looking at doing that in the healthcare space for oncology research. Products in the oncology space. So there's a lot of cool things you can do really quickly on the Edge.
Yep.
And then let's say I have a scenario like that where I'm, you know, doing a lot on my edge, but at times I need to burst out to cloud, it's also very easy to connect to your various cloud services. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to publish another event, and we're going to show some of the different integrations that we have.
Okay.
So if I go quickly back to my resource group where everything is living, I see in here I have an event hub, a storage account, an Azure function, and somewhere in here, here it is, I also have a service bus namespace. Okay. So what we're going to do is I already have an event subscription connected to the service bus namespace, the event hub, and a queue, in a storage queue. We're going to create one more connecting our local topic to the function as well. We're going to publish an event, and we're going to see that same event land not just in our local subscriber, but it'll also land in our storage topic, in our storage queue, our service bus topic, our event hub, and our function all at once with very little work from our end.
Awesome.
Let me refresh this so that we get our function back. And in the meantime, so before I do that, I'm just going to show you again the new subscription we're going to create. So this is our Azure function. So this is our event subscription that we're going to put for our Azure function. It is also just of webhook type.
Okay.
And we're giving it the function endpoint URL. So we'll go to our Azure function. I already have this set up to basically just output two logs when it's running, new Edge event received, and it'll basically publish to the log the request body. So I'm going to get the function URL.
Let me ask you real quick while you're doing the copy paste here. So the module on the ITH device then has a direct connection to its own connection to the internet, right? Or is it going through the Edge Hub functionality that IoT Edge presents?
No, it has its own direct connection to the internet.
Got it. Okay.
So we've now added the connection string for our function to this event subscription. We will go ahead and create that subscription. So earlier, when we listed our event subscriptions, you can see we already have some for our storage queue.
Yep.
Sorry, this is, we have an event subscription. Sorry, this is the storage queue. We have one going to service bus. We have our local subscription, but we don't have one for our Azure function.
Okay.
So we're just gonna go ahead and add that really quickly. Make sure everything looks good. We're pointing at the function JSON. And so we now have a new event subscription for the function. And actually, really quickly, before I actually run and trigger these, I also want to show just what a event subscription looks like for some of the other ones. So we have our Event Hub subscription here.
Yep.
If you look at the JSON here, this is one of our endpoint types that's first class, so it actually understands the connection string and the Event Hub endpoint type and is able to actually use the Event Hub SDKs to publish to that. That is the same case with storage and service bus topics and service bus queues.
Okay.
So you kind of have those first class functionalities in those places as well.
Nice.
So let's flip back to our storage account. Let's upload another file. We will select least favorite pizza this time.
Love it.
Upload. And as this uploads, we should see a file drop into our into our Azure function. As that loads, we can also look at our local logs.
Yeah, because that one is still, that the local subscriber is still running, so still expecting that.
Correct. Correct. So we can see our local subscriber. We see we have a new event in our logs here, our least favorite pizza.
Yep.
And in fact, we can also see in our storage queue, if we open this guy up, we should be able to see that there are two events here.
Yep. And that's the blob storage module that actually does the synchronization with the blob storage service, right?
So actually, this is a totally separate storage account that is not being used for the synchronization.
I see.
This is a storage queue. Sorry, let me back up really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I go to the overview of this storage account, I can come into my storage queues, and we've set up a cloud queue here. So in our event subscriptions, we had an event subscription that was pointing directly to storage queues.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually sending a copy of that event to here for architectures that just need a simple queue sitting in the cloud to receive those events.
I see. Perfect.
Yeah. And at the same time, we've also received messages in our event hub, as well as our, if we go to our service bus topic, we'll see some activity here in our cloud topic. Metrics. Sorry.
Yep.
So you can see that we just got those two events, one after another. And as you can see, the event has landed in the function. You can see in the logs we actually have here our least favorite pizza event type that has landed. And so we were successfully able to connect our on the fly our edge device running our edge blob storage module, our event grid on edge, and some other modules. We were able to on the fly connect it to our cloud services.
Awesome. Well, Boran, that was a very nice demo of that integration of Event Grid on IoT Edge. I can already see tons of scenarios where customers, developers will be over abusing the service. We didn't talk about the pricing for that one, but I think it's in the documentation. You can find tons of information about how you can use it. The documentation is aka.ms/IoTShow/EventGrid on IoT Edge. Boran, thanks a lot for joining us on the IoT Show. Hope to see you soon with more demos. And for you, don't forget to subscribe and see you soon.